from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Nice.
Very
really
smooth,
good.
That one.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, got it this morning.
Extraordinary. Mm. What a start to the all-new Friday.
Yes.
Thursday.
Bang, bang.
It just feels right, doesn't it?
It does.
Yep.
It really does.
Coming in at number one, legendary quarterback Tom Brady has retired for good from the NFL after 23 seasons.
Oh, we've heard just this before, though.
We've heard this before. It cost him his wife when he came
That's
back
right.
last time.
Was it last year that happened?
Giselle, yeah. The bunch. Yeah. She's just going, you know what? I'm sick of your lies.
Had a gutful.
I don't know if this was the catalyst.
I reckon it was.
I reckon
as a couple, they'd planned for him to retire.
Yeah.
So they could have a normal life.
And then Tom goes, I'm going one more time.
Yeah. Just one more season, babe. Yeah. She's like, nah, I told
that's
you.
It. Straw that broke the camel's back.
He seems like, I'm just watching a compilation of him here on ESPN in real time. He seems like a cranky guy, doesn't he?
I think he was hard work.
Oh, now he's headbutting guys.
Oh, that's love.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That wasn't Giselle.
No.
Giselle. Putting two helmets on and going for it in the bedroom. Bang, 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 bang.
He's in a new movie with Jane Fonda and stuff, and they play this, like, there's this old group of ladies that love him, and it's called something Brady.
Okay.
80 for Brady.
Yeah. 80 for Brady.
80 for Brady.
Yeah.
Well, there's his new career.
Yeah, there you go.
Sally Field's in it.
Yes.
Sally Field. I love Sally Field.
I love Sally Field.
Coming in at number two, nearly all single-use plastics, including straws, cutlery and expanded polystyrene food packaging, have been banned in Victoria as of today.
Yeah, right.
So no more single-use plastics.
Has that been planned for a while or has that just snuck up? I don't know that I knew that.
I hadn't heard it, but they have been transitioning for a while. There's been a lot of, like, wooden forks and
yes,
all
I've
that
seen
kind
that.
Of
wooden
bamboo.
Wooden forks
and
are hard work.
Oh, I love a wooden fork.
Do you?
I find they get a bit, you know, dry. I get him in my mouth. I'm like, a wooden fork in my mouth.
You really struggle.
I really struggle.
Oh,
well, that's probably a lot of muesli out of my mouth. Then.
Your honey cluster.
Oh, I don't know about the honey cluster.
You're not sure about it. I tried something new today.
I know, but it's too much honey, I think.
Is it too much honey?
Bit too sweet for you.
Mm. Well, you also add protein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that powder's really sweet too.
Mm-hmm. I'm peaking. Number three, problem drinkers can still buy 60 beers, 6 bottles of wine and a bottle of spirits a day in Alice Springs, even after limits were imposed to curb violence. Outlets can open 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and customers are limited to one purchase a day.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Well, Wednesday to Saturday, you can still buy 3 cases, 6 bottles of wine and a bottle of spirits.
Yeah, I mean, that'd do me for...
Well, you just buy those on your 4 days that you're allowed.
That's right,
and
yeah.
ration it out over your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
It doesn't seem like it's going to work, does it?
I can't understand anything that's happening in Alice Springs if you think the issue's around alcohol and people can still wander in and buy 3 cases of beer, 6 bottles of wine and a bottle of spirits. Well, how have you curbed any of the drinking issues?
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound like it's going to work to me.
Number four, a tiny radioactive capsule lost in the outback has been found 3 weeks after it went missing. This has been a funny little story that's
hasn't
just
it?
Bubbled along in the background, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Literally fell off a truck, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
In transit.
Well, and secure your load, please.
Absolutely.
That's good advice for life, Loss.
It sure is. Particularly for the younger people. Number five, North Melbourne has announced Tarrant Thomas is taking a break from the game for an undisclosed period of time after being hit with a series of allegations from multiple women of threatening behaviour, including stalking and verbal abuse. Finally got a letter from the president yesterday.
Mm. You were asking
Popped
for
up on the app. I said, well, where's my letter from the president? And there it was, explaining that they'll support Tarrant. There are some allegations that they can't discuss at the moment, but there's been some previous issues that they've tried to walk him through last year, which might explain some of his massive form loss.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was out of form.
We were going through his stats yesterday.
I don't know. Yeah, we were going through his stats yesterday. He had a period through the year where he was literally getting 2, 3, 4 touches at elite level.
Yeah, about halfway through the year.
And I think Patch Adams dropped him.
Mm. Oh, 15 seconds.
Oh, Jesus, I was right into that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the club's behind him and no doubt they'll work through it. The Chaser comedians attempted to enter St Mary's Cathedral yesterday as mourners paid their respects to George Pell.
Top 6 at 6. What's on the back page? Da-da-da-da. Sporting news right now, though. What's happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. Scott Pendlebury's successor has been announced yesterday. Darcy Moore, the 48th captain of Collingwood, son of former captain Peter in 1981-82. It's the second father-son captaincy in Collingwood history. You have to go back a long way. The only other ones I could really think of in modern-day times is Tim and Joe Watson at Essendon.
Yeah, good one.
But other than that, it's pretty rare company for the Moores. Pendlebury, of course, 206 games as captain himself, which is seventh on the all-time list. Glittering career for Scott Pendlebury that will still continue.
On the all-time list.
Yeah, of games captained.
Of any club?
Yes, of any club. Joel Selwood took that record off Kernahan last year.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Taylor Adams and Jeremy Howell will round out the leadership group, and as well as Braden Maynard, who has been recently promoted. So well done to that quartet.
Have we locked Pendles in?
Still in discussions.
NFL news, as we've discussed this morning. 1 year after his retirement from the NFL, Tom Brady has retired from the NFL.
Finally.
He's 45 years old, 23 seasons. Of course, he flip-flopped last year. I did not flip-flop.
I haven't flip-flopped.
Until I have.
He decided to play one more season with Tampa Bay that ultimately didn't really lead to anything. But he posted a social media post yesterday, overnight, I should say, saying he's done for good. Here's how it sounds.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. I think you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
I haven't flip-flopped. I said no originally, then I said yes, then I have said no, and I've stuck to it.
Okay. That's what he's done. He's stuck to
Paul Aim was at the announcement.
Yeah.
So, Tom, just to cover it off, he leads almost every quarterback record in the NFL. It's undisputed.
23 seasons.
Yeah. 7 Super Bowls, including 5 best on grounds in those Super Bowls. Most passing yards, most touchdowns, most wins as a quarterback. Yeah. Everything. He couldn't have done more.
His resilience and stamina is just extraordinary.
Yeah. He's already signed a 10-year, $375 million deal with Fox to be their lead NFL announcer once he retires.
Oh, my God.
So he'll be sorted.
$375 over 10 years. Jesus. These blokes make crazy money. They really do.
Cricket news. Usman Khawaja has been left, quote, stranded as his teammates flew to India without him yesterday. So he's since travelled to Melbourne. He's got to collect some more documentation. Cricket Australia are hoping that it'll be easily resolved, but it's not the first time he's struggled to get to India, Usman Khawaja. In 2011, he said he had not been permitted to enter the country as an Australian because he was not born in Australia.
Yeah, he was born in Pakistan.
Yeah, Pakistani born.
Which is going to be a problem for Indians.
So he had a very good series in Pakistan last year. He was just about our best batsman over there. Has never played a test in India.
In India.
He's been on squads before, but has never actually batted. So the first test starts a week from today in Nagpur.
Well, because they used to have a bit of a knock on him playing spin.
Yeah.
They didn't think he could play spin, but he seems to have resolved that.
Yeah. But as I said, in those conditions in Pakistan last year, he averaged about 170 or something in that series. And in basketball news, 2 junior varsity girls basketball coaches are out of a job at Virginia High School after the assistant coach was alleged to have suited up and played in a game.
Oh, what?
She's 22 years old. Her name is Alicia Boykins.
Saw a bit of this footage yesterday.
We did. She dominates.
She is slaying them.
Against 14 and 15-year-olds.
She's 22 and they're 14.
Exactly. Yeah. So she's posed as a player who was out of town at a club tournament, and she's put her jersey on.
Yeah.
Gone under her name.
No way.
The assistant coach of Churchland and dominated both Boykins.
She's high-fiving guys.
Yeah, she's doing nothing but net.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Boykins and the head coach have been fired from the team, and the team have forfeited the rest of the season.
Oh, gee, that's a harsh penalty, isn't it?
Sure is. Disappointing.
That is the back page. The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.